USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Southern states seeing severe weather. In fact, some tornadoes that struck overnight are being called catastrophic by officials. Arkansas, Illinois, Kentucky, Missouri, Mississippi, Tennessee, all affected. 50 people are believed to have been killed in Kentucky alone. And the governor there says he believes one tornado ripped across about 200 miles of his state, especially damaging the town of Mayfield. That's the sound of Michael Strahan and five others as they reached weightlessness in space during an 11-minute Blue Origin mission earlier this hour. And here's the sound as they touched down.
All right, that is hearing all around from the crew. I think it is safe to say that the word touchdown has a new meaning for Michael Strahan today.
That from the Blue Origin feed of the mission, and this is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
There's a chance coronavirus booster shots may be required for Department of Defense workers, as Press Secretary John Kirby has told reporters. Leaders are having, quote, active discussions about whether or not to make them mandatory. The CDC recently recommended booster shots for all adults in light of the Omicron variant. Bob Dole made a last appearance at the World War II Memorial on D.C.'s National Mall on Friday when his casket was transported there after a funeral at Washington National Cathedral. The late Senate Majority Leader was a decorated veteran of the Second World War. Speaking at the World War II Memorial, actor Tom Hanks said of Dole,
"To appreciate the life and the accomplishments of Bob Dole, simply look around at where we have gathered today at this National Memorial to the Americans who gave their lives for the common good."
Bob Dole died last weekend. He was 98. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
Greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Biden is slamming Kellogg's for its plan to replace striking workers. The president issuing a statement late Friday saying that he's deeply troubled at Kellogg's, in his words, existential attack on the union. He called collective bargaining an essential tool that's used to protect the rights of workers. This after the union rejected a 5-year contract and Kellogg's followed suit, announcing the permanent replacement of 1,400 workers across 4 states. Janet Dugar is now reportedly facing legal trouble, as People is reporting the eldest daughter from the former TLC show 19 Kids and Counting was charged with endangering the welfare of a minor in September. On Thursday, her brother Josh was found guilty of receiving and possessing child pornography. A musician most known for his role as one of the original Monkees has passed away.
What am I doing hanging around?
Musician Mike Nesmith of the Monkees was 78 years old. He was born in Houston, moving to Dallas with his mom, and then dropping out of high school in 1960 to enlist in the Air Force. But after an honorable discharge, he attended some classes at San Antonio College. He moved to L.A. in the late 60s when he landed that part for the Monkees TV show. He had a nice solo career in the years that followed. Again, Mike Nesmith was 78. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For I love you.